So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Happy day before the all-time side question I love doing every year. We'll have that with a twist on it. Got some great guests coming by. But a couple of things before I get into it and play you CNN. Why is polygamy making tremendous gains of acceptability among the American people? According to Gallup, the most recent poll they talked about, it's up to 21%. That's one in five, say. Yeah, do they not know what polygamy is? All right, and who benefits by that? Is it the guy or is it the women? Historically, it's supposedly the guy, I guess. Pope Leo weighs in and says, no, on the polygamy. Reason? The African bishops apparently like it, and the Pope is a little bit concerned about that. Oh, okay. Got a lot of other things to tell you. A couple, though. On the biggest issue out there, and I want to link it to something and praise Pete Hegseth on this. Now, I just saw, 10 minutes before we've come on, there are growing billboards like Fort Bragg, North Carolina. There's three of them there, or there's going to be a third one, all entrances to the base. And what are they saying? You don't have to follow those illegal orders. One of them says, did you really join the Marines to be a backup to ICE, to direct traffic and all that? Is that why you joined the Marines? So you see what's happening here. And these Democrats churn on. So we got to get it on with Kelly since he's the only one we can get at easily, even though, as we told you yesterday, the FBI now wants to interview the Houlihan. She doesn't want to. How dare they? You're not going to intimidate me. Well, then Houlihan talked to the FBI about why this all came out of the blue. Why was there a script? Who contacted who? Who wrote it? Who were the donors? So you have that element going on. That now we're seeing billboards crop up suggesting to people, egging on people about defying military orders. Billboards. I expect there'll be one up on I-95. They might be building it right now over Thanksgiving. They're not going to give up on this. They think they've staked out ground. Well, all we're doing is telling you the law. What, Dom, why don't you like the law? All right. The other thing that really intrigues me, and I couldn't be more on board with this. When I started at Talk Radio 1210, then the big talker, it was a really heated, there are only two local hosts. It was really heated. Almost every week it came up, and we both supported the Boy Scouts. particularly the Boy Scouts in southeastern Pennsylvania. This idea of having someone openly gay be the troop leader, remember all that? Then the Boy Scouts capitulated, went south. I don't even know what they are now. There was widespread nonsense involved. They're just, apparently...
Just Scouts of America, right?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And they're apparently into DEI and equity and all that stuff. So Pete Hegseth, and this is really setting people off, Pete Hegseth responded to a reported memo from the defense secretary. Well, he responded to this to cut ties with, as Henry said, the Scouts of America or the Boy Scouts, whatever you want to call them. They said it was surprising and disappointed by the potential policy change. Then they went on to prattle on about the number of Eagle Scouts. And if we have any Eagle Scouts, I'd love to hear from you. Scouts galore. In the military. Why is Hegseth doing this? He's doing this because he sniffs out exactly what they are and what they have become. Now, the military provides all sorts of the national jamboree. They provide all sorts of logistical and other resources to help the scouts. So this is a biggie. I mean, it's the scouts, however... Whatever iteration they are now, it still has some good in it. But I support Hegseth on this. He's saying, why are we going to continue to support stuff like this when we know exactly what they're doing? We're curtailing this, getting it out of the military. Why would I put the full force of the U.S. military behind an organization like this? I think that's correct. Now, it's a bold step. You're going after the scouts here. Well, the scouts are the ones that you may remember the sense people had of desertion, that we stood by them throughout all the nonsense, and there were various things that happened. And all the people listening that were volunteers, ran that when their kids were in it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And now... they have gone completely into it. Now they say it's survival. Okay, survival to what, though? Henry, you weren't a scout, were you? That you knew
I was.
Ah, I thought so, but you mentioned it.
Yeah.
I was too.
Wow, I got two scouts. Never happened before.
Yep.
Didn't make it too far, but.
Yeah, okay.
Just was same one, here. Yeah.
So, Henry, you get the seriousness of this then, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You have any comment or you don't want to get into
I don't know if I want to get into the weeds quite yet.
Okay.
But,
All right.
We'll see here.
Okay. All right. So, again, Hegseth making the point, hey, I'm doing this in the military. Why should we then ally with an organization that is hell-bent on going? I mean, it's clear how far the scouts have gone from where they were before. And we try to, that's why there's such a schism. I think there's another scouting group, there's probably smaller groups, that tries to keep what they once were versus where they are now. And I get their argument about survival and all the rest of it, but I think the military argument is correct here. So as we end this week, or we get near the end of it, Pete Hegseth inserts himself into both controversies big time, both with Mark Kelly. And look, as distinguished as Mark Kelly is, I think Pete Hegseth has a heck of a military career in combat, then with the Organization for Veterans, and then arguing in the media for veterans and what they go through. I don't think he's any slouch. Immediately, though, we have people like Kelly saying he's completely unqualified. Who's this guy? Yeah, this Mark Kelly guy really is starting to... get on my nerves. You try to give credit for what he's done for the country, but he is using that as a shield for whatever else he wants to do and where he wants to go. So this is cut nine, Henry. Here is Bakari Sellers on last night with our guy, and it was quite a shootout with Scott Jennings. More about Scott Jennings and December 9th with us. Here's Bakari Sellers then saying essentially. Pete Hegseth can't carry what's-the-name's jockstrap is what it comes down to. Here's what he said.
Why?
And of course, I zeroed in on the one that's a former member of the military because the coverage for him is entirely different for the others. And I agree with you that I think any We just watched Kash Patel explain the standard for an investigation. I think these questions are going to get asked, and they're going to be ended.
But you
could
not make any. I'm not even sure what is even the law. What you're seeing
is Pete Hegseth being out of his depth. That's what you're seeing. And you see it on Twitter. You see the back and forth. I guess it's called X now. And you see Pete Hegseth literally going at an American war hero. Democrat, Republican, you don't have to like any of his votes. Mark Kelly is a hero. And what he's doing right now is he's elevating Mark Kelly to another level politically. And I think Mark Kelly and everybody else is embracing that. For a long period of time, the politics are Gavin Newsom was the front runner for the Democratic nomination. But now people are learning about Mark Kelly because this is not fair. Pete Hegseth does not have the intellectual capacity or the military record to debate somebody like Mark Kelly. He just does not.
All right, we got to leave it there. Next for us.
Wait, we're always leaving stuff there. Somebody, please jump in. Why are we always leaving stuff? We're always leaving. We're leaving. We got to leave. We got to go. Remember my motto in debates, et cetera, less is more. Now, we're not going to do 15 subjects. Somebody jump in. I don't know if Jennings was there or not.
He was. No, he's sitting back in his position now. He's got
his finger. His finger.
He's pondering.
Soaking all in.
He's following the host on it and saying, why are we leaving it there? So he doesn't have the military record. He definitely has the military record. He's a combat veteran up and down the line. Who's Mark Kelly? Why doesn't Mark Kelly run for president then? Let's have that happen. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Now the Boy Scouts, though, or whatever iteration they are, that is what's going on. And I told you about the billboards entering Fort Bragg or all around Fort Bragg, and they're essentially saying, did you really join the Marines to back up ICE, among other things. You see where this is going. They're not going to give up. They're allowed to play this card by the media. Look, the media is, they might even believe it. The first thing is this, what are legal orders and why now? They're not answering that question. They can't answer it. They don't want to answer it. We go round and round with this constantly. All right, I'll give you a great side question, my all-timer, and I allowed Henry to put a twist on it. Remember that if it fails. It was Sergeant Henry who came up with the twist on a perfect Thanksgiving Day side question. I know it was battle-tested. I wish I knew the year that I first unveiled this. Reisman pretzels were still, I don't know if they still exist.
I don't even know what those are. You've been mentioning them like all week about this question.
The pretzels are pretty good.
In this century?
It's a chocolate covered pretzel.
All right. Now you're
no, I don't think it was this century. It probably was not. Yeah. Because I migrated over here this century. Prior to that, in the previous century, I was at WWDB. Let's go to Eileen in Gloucester Township. Two scouts here today. On Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Eileen, thanks for being first in. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Yeah, in reference to what Pete is doing with the Boy Scouts, I totally agree. My son is an Eagle Scout, okay? He's now a police officer. And a lot of scouts can't go to either military service or police service.
Mm-hmm.
Even before they start allowing girls into the scouts, they were making some changes that were really goofy. But the one that got me was allowing girls into the Girl Scouts. I mean, the Boy Scouts.
Sure.
The Girl Scouts would never, ever let a boy into the Boy Scouts, into the Girl Scouts. Okay? They would never allow the Girl Scouts. And I don't understand why boys can't have their own little thing going, the camaraderie,
right.
You know, building character. I just don't understand.
Well, I can answer that because they betrayed us and caved in. They still wanted to be a big organization, and the only way they could do it was to turn their back on the people that supported them through thick and thin. That's what they did. They did it. They betrayed us. They're traitors.
Yeah. Well, they have totally lost my support.
Yeah, mine too, a long time ago. So I'm going ahead, Hegseth, and saying the logic of it is we're not putting up with DEI, et cetera, in the military. We're not going to associate all this then with the Scouts. They're not the Boy Scouts to us anymore.
Exactly. Well, haven't been the Boy Scouts for a few years now. So,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
So I totally agree with him. He's doing the right thing, and I hope he succeeds.
Thank you, Eileen. Thank you very much. Okay. Let me give you the side question. So first time that I got to be on in the daytime, you don't know what a logjam it was at WWDB. the bench at one point for morning drive were four guys who all did morning drive and had done hundreds of national shows. Even Dominic Quinn, Michael Smirkanish, me, and Tom Maher. Every one of them. Yeah, that was the bench.
Wow.
These were the guys that don't get in the game unless there's injury. That's the bench. We're way back on the bench. My God, for to be a fill-in host. That's our bench. That's how heavy it was at WWDB. Okay? I mean, you had it was the golden age of talk radio. Not as big as now. It was more localized. But the characters, Dr. Jim Corey alone, you can't imagine the stuff this guy did. All right, the fitness and health guy, taking a laser with the doctor. We're doing a laser operation at a remote. Don't ask me how the lawyers approve that. And he said, Doc, shove over. Let me have that laser. And I'm standing there like, oh, my God, let me out of here. I don't want to be near a laser. Okay. So they put me in 2 to 6 on Thanksgiving Day. And this, I was telling Henry yesterday, was a little bit before cell phones, as I remember it, were wildly popular. So you're not going to get people driving to grandma's house. What the heck are we going to? And I didn't think I had any guests on Thanksgiving. So I had Reisman pretzels. I was friends with Barry Reisman at a big tin. Didn't have YouTube then. I'm going to take it out those chocolate pretzels. I was going to start eating them on the air. People would kill you for those chocolate pretzels. These were like giant tins.
I would,
of like 1,000.
I love chocolate pretzels.
Oh, I once ate a whole, you know.
Yeah, I could eat that whole tin.
I'd pass out on the floor. Wow. So I came up with this idea. Who would you invite to Thanksgiving dinner? You got four people. We're not going to do four today, living or dead. And it was fabulous, the concoctions, the begging, people calling in, I want those pretzels. Where do you get them? They're driving to Thanksgiving dinner. So Henry's twist on this, we're going to ask today the couple, living or dead, real or fictional, that you would have at Thanksgiving dinner. Now, that meaning, well, maybe you like one of them, but the other, like Bill Clinton could be entertaining, I think, big time at a Thanksgiving dinner. But that means Hillary's there, too.
Is it Hillary or is it?
It's true. Monica Lewinsky. Yeah, is going to make a surprise appearance. She's in the kitchen getting ready. Yeah, with a cigar. So I'm going to say fictionally I can't read my writing on this. And this was my number one. All right, I'll come back to that. I'm going to say Jim and Pam fictionally. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say in reality, Martin Luther King and his wife, who was a bit of an activist, too. That's a guy I'd love to have Thanksgiving dinner with, sit around afterward, you know.
It's a strong table.
Strong table, those two. So, Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, I'm going for more of an entertainment factor.
Oh, wait a minute.
Here.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go.
The Cashes. Johnny and his wife, who was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if Johnny sat back and started doing something, I mean, that's heaven for me. And the wife was a really good June Carter, was an entertainer also.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so, yeah, I'm going to have an entertaining Thanksgiving dinner here. You know what? Charlie Brown gets a lot of credit for, you know, having a good Halloween special and a good Christmas special, but I always felt the Thanksgiving special was underrated, especially because Snoopy and Woodstock cooked up Thanksgiving dinner for everybody in the neighborhood, and they cooked toast, jelly beans, and popcorn. And I'll tell you what, that looked like the tastiest toast, jelly beans, and popcorn I've ever seen. So I'd invite Snoopy and Woodstock to my Thanksgiving dinner. In addition, I would make them sit through two of the Sopranos joining us for dinner. I would bring Tony and his mom, Livia,
to Livia.
Thanksgiving dinner, just to have her, you know, give little quips.
Oh, my God. People will be stabbing each other.
Well, the whole world's gone crazy. Life to my children on a silver platter.
Just hearing those one-liners all night. Just hear her bickering at Tony while the rest of us kind of eat in silence.
Too. The accent is brutal. That actress, it was unbelievable.
You're going to fool me for a second.
Vincent Marchand.
All right, Kirk, how about yours?
So with mine, I'm going to go real, and I'm going to go relative. My father, who passed away when I was very, very young, and he was very vocal on religion, and, you know, you name it. I mean, he was an outspoken critic of everybody. I'll invite him and Charlie Kirk, because he was, same thing, outspoken, critical, spoke his mind, etc. So bringing those two at Thanksgiving table and hash it out. That'll be your dream.
All right. So religious warfare with,
exactly,
the Kirks. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Charlie Kirk. That's a good one. Okay. And your dad. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, so hit us with that. The couple is what we're looking for. A real twist on the old tale of, I guess this is 25 years or so. No, it's more than 25 years. It's at least 35, I think, that I've done this. And sometimes the lit, well, Joe of Extens, you know, it's Byzantine Empire Square type of stuff.
You better get an answer.
His
like
list
that.
Of four. Yeah, Machiavelli, but he wants him next to Charles de Gaulle or something, you know. 855-839-1210, you can get in. Pete Hegseth on both fronts. And now we see what's happening at Fort Bragg. Are they going to do it around the country, putting up billboards telling people they can resist? This is how dangerous this is. Isn't it more obvious with these billboards what these people are up to? And again, if they want to go to political war, no kings and all that, okay, it's a political country. Trump is out there pushing back on them. And that's fair. They want to slow walk something in the agriculture department. When you get into the military, though, bottom line is you just can't do this. This is staggering that this is going on. They think it's just business as usual. It's just another department that they are going to use to push back on Trump. It's not. Military is completely different. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board AT&T and Verizon Mag. Just push pound 1210. It's a free call. That's all you have to do. Get in now, though. Don't wait to the end. The best will be taken on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Reading, of course, the annual article saying over the last couple of days, in many schools across the country, they've been trying to decolonize in the minds of kids the Pilgrims and Thanksgiving. The story they really don't want to get out is that the Pilgrims had a very communal thing, socialism of a sort, when they first got there and they barely survived. They got out of that. They were still a community. But they had individual plots of land and farming and all that, and they were successful enough to survive. Then you have the Native American, and look, I know it's Hollywood coming together on Thanksgiving and all that, but something good did seem to happen there. No, we have to rewrite American history to say that's not true. But on Thanksgiving Day, tomorrow, one day out, landing there, we have billboards up telling American military, yo, you don't like this guy, neither do we. Don't follow what he tells you to do. Do you want to be just backup for ICE? Where does this end? Well, it ends, hopefully, with Kelly facing a court-martial, with the others being interviewed under oath by the FBI, and we'll see what their story is and where they go. And it ends, I guess, with Houlihan thinks this helps her to run against Fetterman. She can be more radical. And people are showing their true colors with this. The basic proposition is, why now? What is it that Trump did that was illegal? Spill it out. Why did you need a script? Why was this all so heavily produced? Whose idea was it? How was it coordinated? None of these seem to be answerable. And we have Pete Hegseth going after the Boy Scouts, whatever the iteration is, and saying, no, the military, U.S. military, is not going to give them logistical support, not going to endorse them, not going to be involved with them. I think that's right. Why do that when they violate exactly what the military is trying to do? Why give them support? Their argument is, no, they're just modernizing. They wouldn't be able to survive if they did the other. Well, you know what, then? Bottom line is, they shouldn't survive. Some other group that wants to do that would be smaller. You wouldn't have a gargantuan national group. Maybe the Boy Scouts would have to settle for being smaller, maybe a lot smaller. And somebody else who wanted a different Boy Scouts could put the DEI Boy Scouts out there and do that. That's fine. But why give up what your bases was? Well, they still wanted to be this overwhelming organization. I'm not sure of the numbers. I know they pale in the Jamboree, though, still seems to be like, it's thousands of kids. Any Eagle Scouts, we'd love to hear from you. What is it you did? I think there's a project. What was your final thing to be an Eagle Scout? All right, Richard, he's in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Richard.
You know what? Happy Thanksgiving and healthy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Well, thank you.
And all the great listeners out there.
Same to you.
Wonderful year. I would love to have Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor at my dinner table. A, they're both good drinkers. B, they've both been married to each other multiple times. I have to ask her, why would you keep marrying the same person over again and then divorce them again? And the stories and his British accent, I mean, what a Thanksgiving is that?
So you're mainly wanting Burton there. You're willing to put up with Liz?
Oh, no, I would like a cattle on a hot tin roof.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Now, that's a good one. It tells me there's hope here with Henry's iteration of this. That would be a really... Now, if they go into the play, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
The insults of each other. It's just... They'll say anything. They'll hit you at any level imaginable. Yeah, I think they got to bet... you knew they were meant for each other, but they couldn't live with each other. Same kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, when it's Richard Burton or Elizabeth Taylor, the other's got to be dull, your other partner. So you get back with them, and then you know what happens. My God.
They ground each other a little
bit. Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, exactly. That is a real good one out of the box. All right, coming up, one of our favorites. And Henry's a turnkey. I said, could you get him on? Him? Oh, yeah, day before. I get him on Thanksgiving Day if I want. EJ. EJ, put down that turkey. EJ and Tony with us. A lot of information yesterday on the economy. A lot of stuff unsettled. And I got a couple things that are new on the affordability crisis I'm going to ask him about. What is the average price? I think it's average, not median, of a new car now. I'll tell you that coming up and ask DJ. And it can't be. It just can't be that number. That it's the average price for a new car. Meaning, there's got to be a lot that's above it to make this number, which is incredibly high. We know that 40 is the median age you get into a home. That's just shot. That's not America. All right. So he's coming up. Reminder, Scott Jennings coming our way. It will be just a week from this coming Tuesday because, you know, post Thanksgiving, we're out of November. I'll be coming to the Colonial, which is in Phoenixville. Great spot. We've been there already, done a politics and pints. And he just is taking on all comers. I have several pieces of sound to play today. Took on the former White House spokesperson. I think it was last night or the day before. You want to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Great book. Interviews President Trump. I mean, just extensively, days of this. And Elon Musk, that's the one we haven't broken open enough yet. Get your tickets. Go to 1210WPHT.com. I recommend, and a lot of people are, why not get the meet and greet rather than just the seat? You get the book, you get the 1210 Christmas ornament, and you get to meet Scott Jennings and all the rest of us behind the scenes for about an hour before the show starts. 1210WPHT.com. We'll see you on December 9th. It's a Tuesday night at 7:30. Politics and pints. If you've been, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Coming up, the great EJ Antoni.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. E.J. Antoni is the chief economist at the Heritage Foundation, the Richard Astor Fellow in the Heritage Foundation's Grover M. Herman Center for the Federal Budget. As I always kid him, federal budget. It's a pretty big building there at the Heritage, but you're going to need blocks if it's a federal budget. Joins us to talk all this economic news that came out yesterday, Dr. E.J. Antoni on Talk Radio 1210. EJ, happy Thanksgiving, and what are you thankful for most this year?
Well, Dom, happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Oh, goodness, a long list there. How do I pick? Definitely my family and my faith, and I got my faith from my family, so I will always be immeasurably grateful for them and for that.
Absolutely. In the economic realm, is there anything to be thankful for at this point?
No, nothing. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. There's a lot to be thankful for, actually. You know, although things are not great today, the economy is not, as you and I have said before, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. I'm grateful that we're headed in the right direction. Things are no longer going downhill. We're trending in the right direction. That's a good thing. Things are getting better. They're improving.
EJ, I saw, Trump people are, I think they were asleep at the wheel, at least messaging and all that on affordability. But now that they're on it, they are leaving no stone unturned. We see the biggest things, but I saw this morning Newsweek has this piece. They have a full list of degrees, including teaching and nursing, not to be classified as professional, because if it's not classified as professional, they're saying you can go about getting those in ways other than racking up such a big student loan debt.
Oh, goodness. What an absolute racket four-year colleges have become, Dom. It's insane. I mean, this idea that somehow it takes 4 years to learn some of these trades, right, and whatnot that previously were accomplished in a matter of months or maybe a couple of years. I mean, it's ludicrous. And this is part of how, you know, government makes everything more expensive. You get a relatively small but powerful group of people with a vested interest who lobby the government to change a classification or change a regulation, and thereby it forces all of a sudden people to jump through all these hoops, which are typically very expensive hoops, to get to where they're trying to go. And what is it basically just enriches, again, a small but powerful group of folks. In this case, it would be these four-year colleges and their administrations.
Yeah, I mean, I remember my own training. A lot of the people training me, they couldn't have survived in a classroom where I was sent, Wagner Middle School in the middle of North Philly. They're not surviving there, EJ, these people, with the ideas they were talking about. You had to get through one day at a time. So if you want to teach people how to survive, that's what it would be, survival teacher school. More than anything else, before you get into these grandiose things. EJ, is it true? I've seen it in several places that the average price for a new car is $50,000. Is that possible?
It is. And, you know, the median price is not much better. In other words, it's not just that you have a handful of things like Lexus and Cadillac and Mercedes and some of these other luxury brands with incredibly expensive, you know, these high-end luxury vehicles that are pulling up the average. No, even the median price is almost at $50,000. So this idea that somehow it's an isolated problem, it's not. It's incredibly widespread, and it's due to the fact that basically our dollar has lost so much value. It's not as if the cars today are so much better than they were in yesteryear. They have improved, there's no doubt about it, but they haven't doubled or tripled in terms of their quality, but they have over a relatively short period of time doubled or tripled in price.
Well, what the Trump people are proposing is some of the sensors, some of that stuff and all, they say is unnecessary, and I would tend to agree with them. If you can take those requirements out, I think they can show real progress in dropping this. EJ, I wanted to ask you, the thing they have to do that I haven't seen yet, they got to do it almost right now, even over the holidays. The grocery store prices, things of that nature, I think they're on it. They're doing what they can. But the housing thing, to open this up, to bring people in, to get some nuggets and then act on them, what is preventing us from building more housing? That would be the way to drive down the cost, don't you think?
Well, absolutely, Dom. And it's chiefly regulation. And it's regulation that goes all the way from the local level to the very top at the federal level. And in the same way that these government regulations have made it so much more expensive to build cars and have contributed to the price of cars going up, so too have these regulations greatly contributed to the cost of building a home. And in many cases, Dom, they make it so that the only homes you can profitably build in certain areas are luxury homes. In other words, you can't get in there if you're a first-time home buyer. It's just prohibitively expensive. And we've created this kind of two-tiered society now in America. Basically, it's all the folks who were lucky enough to get a home before maybe 2021 when prices and interest rates exploded, and everybody else who may never be able to afford a home. And I'll give you just one example. There was a Biden-era administration regulation, and what they did is they imposed all of these new green energy standards on home construction. And what it did is they said, okay, we are going to assume that this will actually pay for itself, and the consumer's going to be better off, et cetera. That's how they force this regulation through. Dom, do you know how long somebody would have to own a home for these regulations to pay for themselves? Over 90 years. You're gonna buy this home, even if you buy it, you know, right out of high school. Yeah. You're gonna be dead before it pays for itself. But these are the kinds of nonsensical rules that the government has foisted onto the American people under the guise of making us better off, of making our homes more efficient, and in reality, it just costs us more.
EJ, one of the things I'm thankful for is the big beautiful bill is going to take effect soon. The IRS. Last week released guidance for workers who can claim deductions, overtime pay, and of course the tips. Give me an idea, some ballparking here, of what you think people are going to see. Is it going to be noticeable to them where they're going to go, wow, this is really improving my life a bit here?
Yeah, Dom, there's going to be plenty of people who are going to save almost $1,000 a month. And it's not just people who are actively working today, but even Social Security recipients. So even our seniors are going to get some money back here, which is great, great news, because people's budgets, like we started this conversation, are still strapped. We're still in a cost of living crisis. Again, things have gotten better, but they're not great yet, not by a long shot. So I think this will be really meaningful relief for a lot of folks. And I'm very, very bullish on the no tax on tips and the no tax on overtime, specifically because these are taxes that have to do with work. In other words, if you want more people working, tax them less for doing so. It's a great, great incentive. It'll help contribute to economic growth in 2026.
You know, I love it, too, because the politics of it, the other side, it's killing them. They're going, Trump, you know, he's sitting there and it comes to him. No tax on tips. It was there all along. Why didn't we do it? Well, we're doing it now.
Dom, I'm convinced Trump derangement syndrome is so bad that if Trump came out and said, I love oxygen, big, beautiful oxygen, every liberal in the country would start holding their breath.
Absolutely, EJ. Put that on your Twitter. Put that at the top. Where do we find Dr. EJ Antoni? Where do we find you on X or Twitter?
The handle there is at Real EJ Antoni.
Absolutely. EJ, have a great Christmas, Thanksgiving. Christmas, too. We'll get to that later.
Thanks, Dom. Same to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Henry. Magic touch. We just got to replicate it now on some of these harder guests to get on, you know, like Salman Rushdie. You got to have a touch with him, too. Just strike it up.
Find me his booker. I'll okay. work him over.
The booker's hiding, too. All right. So 855-839-1210. Hit us with a couple like Burton and Taylor that you would like to invite to Thanksgiving dinner. Hit us with that. Get your name into the hat. $50,000, though. And what about saying that nursing and teaching are going to be labeled as not professional by the Trump administration? The argument is then certain degrees may no longer receive the same amount of reimbursement for their studies now that the Department of Education is implementing that. A degree is considered professional will influence how much reimbursement a student receives for their higher education, but they're hoping that somehow or another what is going to happen with this is you won't need the college degree, like nursing. Historically, I don't think you did. A lot of people went to Delaware Valley Community College, for example. So they are razor sharp at looking for any and all ways to cut down on things. But the housing part of it is something there's got to be a grand rollout. They really have to go after it. Affordability, like it or not, is going to be the word. It's going to continue through this. In addition to insurrection, that word can be thrown around here too with what Democrats. Can you imagine billboards all over in front of Fort Bragg? Did you really sign up to be a backup for ICE? Do something about it. Illegal orders. Everything. You know what they're suggesting. You know, most of this stuff is illegal. They want them to question everything in the military. And their argument. Eric Swalwell. I don't know if we have that one, Henry. That sound. I thought I sent it, right? You see the Swalwell one. He says that military people tell him that they are going to be the. Yes, it's 17. Yeah, thank God I remember. All right, Eric Swalwell running for governor. Fang Fang, if you get Swalwell, Fang Fang's got to come to the dinner too, we've been told, and make sure you have Chinese food. Here is Swalwell saying the military tell him they're going to be a check on Donald Trump. Cut 17.
I talk to, you know, service members all the time, and they tell me that I don't appreciate enough and the public doesn't appreciate enough that while Congress is not a check on the president anymore, and the judiciary at the Supreme Court is hardly a check. Military members have told me we can be a check in civil order. And so they're essentially saying we're not going to betray our oath to the Constitution because this guy tells us to.
All right, so in the front of their mind, they're going to be a check, they're telling him, on Trump. These others are not checks. It's not just illegal order. It's that mentality. We're going to stop Trump. Now, you know one of our core principles is civilian control, right? Just think about where that goes. We have a name for it, a coup. This is where it's headed with these guys. They're all in on this. They think they're winning on this. If they are, well, then America's all lost. I don't think so. I think people get it. You're not that slick, buddy, saying, well, all we're doing is telling you, don't do an illegal order. All right, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
That's exactly right. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Dom Giordano with you. Side question today. Annually, I ask real or fictional, alive or dead, four people that you invite to Thanksgiving dinner. We kind of change it up this year. A couple. What couple would you like to see there tomorrow with you? Okay? Just hit us with that, and you got a shot. You're in. A little bit later, polygamy on CNN today. 21% of Americans are fans, or at least they don't object to it. It's a stunning number that's rising. Some people say it plays into the dating scene. I'm not sure how that would be.
I mean, it plays a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know the numbers behind it, but I'd like to see the crossover of the 21% of people who said, you know, I'm open to it.
Right.
And then, you know, how many of those people, that 21%, have never been on a date?
Oh.
And just starved for any sort of connection.
Oh, okay. Sort of it. Yeah. That's an interesting demographic to ask Gallup. Have you ever been on a date?
Because I feel like it's two ends of the bell curve where it's like someone who's really into that, very polyamorous, and then the other end where it's just like, I've never even seen another person.
What are the two big states? Now, you would think Utah? No. One fits in my mind. Oh, yeah. Mm. Alaska.
Oh.
Yeah. Whoa. Alaska's one. Yes.
I guess.
And the other, Oregon. Oregon is out there.
Okay, yeah. I mean, Portland, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a reason the western part of that state wants to secede to Idaho.
Yes, exactly, right. And Alaska doesn't surprise me. It gets cold up there. You know, you got more people together.
Yeah, it's dark for six months of the year. Yeah, you got to huddle together. I get that.
Get some warmth.
It's dark here every day, too. Where is the sun? Have they blotted it out, that Bill Gates project? Has it started? Robert and Ben Salem. Hey, Robert. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom Henry, good to talk to you guys today. And before I start, I just want to say I hope you guys have an amazing Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Robert. Thank you.
It was good to hear EJ and Tony, because I was saying gold didn't gain value to become $4,000. Our dollar lost value.
Right.
And it now takes 4,000 of them. And the damage, we see it more and more. The damage Biden did is absolutely astronomical on the economic front. I can't believe he did that much damage in 4 short years. And one final thing, by the time an order gets to a soldier or a sailor, it has been through legal review, international law review, strategical review, tactical review. And by the time it gets to you, you know, it's a good order. And there was a doctor up in New York that was doing an interview, and he said that 75% of his patients suffer from TDS.
Mm-hmm.
This is a real thing. And he says you can't talk to them more than 5 minutes without they're utterly obsessed with the man. And I think that these six that did this are victims of it, because if they were in, they know what I know, and they know that what they're doing is just beyond stupid. And while I don't hope they go to jail, I hope they lose rank, and I hope they lose pay, and I hope they lose benefits, because this is ridiculous. You know?
I agree. And imagine now putting up these billboards around Fort Bragg. It's starting with the billboards.
Yeah, and Eric Swalwell's never talked to a military person in his entire
Maybe
life.
The Chinese military,
that's right. Yeah. Right. Used to be Fang Fang. I'm going to go a little interesting with my choice for my dinner companions, Dom. I want to learn how to take power and then how to keep it. So my two dinner guests are going to be Sun Tzu and Machiavelli. And I think that we'll have a good conversation. And, Dom, I might turn them both into MAGA people.
All right. Thank you, Robert. I wouldn't have any sharp objects around with those two.
Oh, my God.
What they might come up with. You know,
They're four steps ahead of you already. Yeah, exactly. They probably brought one in or something.
Yeah, and Sun Tzu kind of sounds like, in an Asian way, Joe of Exton. That's a
Joe of Exton could write his own Art of War.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. All parolees line up over here. Imagine that's what he was, the greeter, the caller in for parolees. It just doesn't make any sense. All right, big 1 o'clock hour. Last night, doing a national show, I happened upon a guy who has a unique look at America and Ukraine. He contends the U.S. military is not learning the lessons of what's happening in the war. He was just back from Ukraine. And Brian Fitzpatrick, he's in the mix again, making national news. I'll explain why. The only Republican endorsed by the NEA is out there again. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.